now.
Special report, Fidel Castro dies. With Castro's passing comes the end of a major chapter in Cuba's history. Correspondent Patrick Ottman says there will be a period of mourning with a funeral planned for December 4th.
It will certainly be mandated by the state that hundreds of thousands of people will need to turn out and show their grief.
In Miami's Little Havana area, correspondent Chris Moody says people are celebrating.
Here in Little Havana, the home base of the Cuban exile community. Multiple generations of people are here on the streets banging drums, banging on pots and pans, celebrating the death of Fidel Castro. The police here have blocked off streets to give people a chance to express themselves and celebrate. We've even seen people who have family members that are spread around across the world. They're on their phones FaceTiming the celebrations so people can see this moment.
Fidel Castro's remains will be buried in the city of San Diego, key to his revolution. I'm Barbara Cusack. A federal judge ruled Dylan Roof, who is charged in the shooting deaths of 9 black parishioners at a South Carolina church last year, is competent to stand trial. That clears the way for jury selection to get underway Monday in the hate crimes trial. New technology is being tested at the U.S.-Mexico border in San Diego aimed at stopping illegal crossings. Correspondent Jim Roop fills us in.
It's called iTech. It's in the testing phase now, but the idea is to catch those people who are good at controlling their voice or nerves. This machine is good at detecting, for example, pupil dilation. But it has all kinds of sensors to sense all kinds of squirrely behavior that can then allow border security personnel to intervene for further investigation.
President-elect Trump picked Washington insider Donald McGahn to be his White House counsel. Part of the job will be untangling potential conflicts of interest that the New York businessman's presidency may present. I'm Barbara Cusack.
It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Bo Chase. A man was fatally stabbed in Manassas on Thanksgiving night. Prince William County police are looking for a suspect in the slaying, which occurred in a commercial district that's home to Pep Boys, a Home Depot, and other chain stores. Police think the victim and another man were fighting when the victim was stabbed. The man was taken to a hospital where he died. Police believe the victim knew his attacker. Elementary schoolers in Montgomery County may soon be allowed to bring cell phones to school, but there are rules included in proposed changes to the cell phone use policy that applies to all students in the county.
To get to this point is a big step,
says Board of Education member Patricia O'Neill. Proposed changes to the policy include letting elementary schoolers bring phones to school as long as they're kept off during the day. Board member Rebecca Smondrowski says other changes
include permitting the use of the possession and use of cell phones on school buses.
Students would only be able to use phones in class if they're part of the lesson, but have to use the school network. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Smithsonian National Zoo says its giant panda cub Bebe is recovering following surgery to remove a lemon-sized mass of bamboo from his small intestine. The zoo's Annalisa Meyer says the life-saving surgery was performed yesterday.
But they noticed these signs, were able to react, and after the ultrasound knew that they had to do the surgery to make sure that he would be able to clear that blockage, because it can be very serious if you have a blockage of that nature.
The zoo tells us that the one-year-old showed signs of stomach discomfort and nausea on Thursday, and he was sleeping more than normal and not eating. WMAL traffic and weather now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads, no incidents or accidents at this time. But coming up later today, the City Center holiday tree lighting will take place between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. 10th Street Northwest from 8th Street Northwest to New York Avenue Northwest. I Street Northwest from 9th Street Northwest to 10th Street Northwest will be closed for the duration. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Today, mostly sunny, high of 53. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 37. It's 39 degrees in Germantown, 45 in Vienna, and 46 at Reagan National Airport. I'm Bo Chase on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's everything you need to know, Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's Discoveries in Health. Listen to Health, Hope, and Inspiration at 6. The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home at 7. Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon. The Underwriter's Corner at 1. The Del Walmsley Show at 2. and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today on WMAL.
Licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service to help folks maximize their Medicare benefits and save money.
The enrollment period for Medicare has already started. What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare service is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-912-8834. That's 800-912-8834. 800-912-8834.
Don't you just love the fall, but you know what's coming next? Winter. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and old drafty windows will make your home uncomfortable and drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out and keep savings in your pocket, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, and install, cutting out the middlemen, saving you money. If you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window and no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made just for your home and our unique climate. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call Thompson Creek right now. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Sweet Thompson Creek.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Thanksgiving holiday weekend, but breaking news late last night. And if you did not hear, Fidel Castro has died at the age of 90. The announcement was made by his brother, Cuban President Raul Castro. The announcement made last night on state television that Fidel Castro died at 10:29 p.m. on Friday. This is the announcement by Raul Castro.
Querido pueblo de Cuba.
Dear people of Cuba, with profound pain, I have to sadly inform you, to our friends from our America, and to the world, that today, November 25th, 2016, at 10:29 in the evening, the commander and leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro Ruz, died. Following the explicit desires of leader Fidel, his remains will be cremated in the early hours of tomorrow, Saturday, the 26th. The organizing commission of the funerals will give our people detailed information about the organization of the posthumous tribute that we will give to the founder of the Cuban Revolution. Until victory, always.
That announcement from Raul Castro. And, of course, Fidel Castro led a rebel army to an improbable victory in Cuba, embraced a Soviet-style communism, had a reign marked by the failed U.S.-backed Bay of Pigs invasion in 1961 and the Cuban Missile Crisis a year later. That brought the world to the brink of a nuclear war. He survived the crippling U.S. trade embargo for over five decades, as well as dozens, possibly hundreds, of assassination plots over the years. Fidel Castro surviving long enough to see Raul Castro negotiate an agreement with U.S. President Barack Obama to move to restore diplomatic ties for the first time since they were severed in 1961. That revolution in Cuba forced many into Miami, emigration. In Miami, Cuban exiles and their descendants reflecting, celebrating, jubilation in the hours after the government's announcement of Fidel Castro's death. The sounds in Miami last night. Rumors have come and gone for decades, and Castro's death had become something of a joke, mostly because it seemed to happen so frequently in those rumors. This time, it is real. Folks banging pots with spoons, rapping on cowbells, and whooping in jubilation early Saturday on Cale Oco in Miami. Cars honking horns, police blocking off streets. Now, the Cuban state television is carrying special programming paying tribute to the life of Fidel Castro, including footage from years of past Castro speeches on the revolutionary struggle. It has now been announced this morning that Fidel Castro's funeral will be held on December 4th, that after 9 days of mourning, and that is a report this morning from state media in Havana. There are other things to cover on the Saturday morning update, and we will be checking in with Westwood Run reporter Corinne Caifa later on this morning, and she will bring us the very latest on the death of Fidel Castro. Among the other stories we are following this morning, one we are very excited about here at WMAL, K.T. McFarland's appointment to be the Deputy National Security Advisor. And we were going to be featuring a segment we did with KT a few weeks ago where she really kind of lays out her vision for what a Trump presidency would look like, what the administration would look like. And I think you'll find that very interesting. We're going to have that for you later on this morning. We will be joined by Jennifer Harper from The Washington Times. We'll also be talking with Cheryl Atkison, of course, the host of Full Measure, investigative journalist. John Gizzi will join us from Newsmax.com, and Mercedes Schlapp will be joining us as well from the Fox News Channel and The Washington Times. So we have a lot to cover on the Saturday morning update. We're going to check traffic and weather quickly, and then we will continue.
Good morning. I'm Beau Chase, and here's a look at WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Traffic volume still pretty light for this time on a Saturday morning. Not much to get in your way. There is, however, an accident on 66 eastbound before Nutley Street. One right lane gets by the wreck. Congestion starting to see some in Herndon on Virginia 28 southbound between McLaren Road and US 50. And later today, it's the City Center holiday tree lighting that'll take place between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. 10th Street Northwest from 8th Street Northwest to New York Avenue Northwest. I Street Northwest from 9th Street Northwest to 10th Street Northwest will be closed for the duration. I'm Beau Chase on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. We're looking for partly cloudy skies today, but the high temperatures of 53. Sunshine for the day on Sunday with a high temperature 54. Mostly cloudy Monday, high of 57. Some rain in the picture for Tuesday and Wednesday. The high temperatures about 65 midweek. Right now in Washington, we're at 44 degrees. We're heading to 53 this afternoon. And you're listening to the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Indeed, it is the Saturday Morning Update. It is great to have you with us, and I hope you have survived Thanksgiving dinner. Now, depending on how many people were at your Thanksgiving dinner, in this area, likely you didn't have a full table of Trump supporters. And, of course, the election, the elephant in the room. Or the donkey in the room, either way. But I hope you made it through it. Many people tried to avoid it. Our family gathering, we tried to avoid it, but, you know, things came up. And I tried to suggest to the liberals at the table, I tried to suggest that Donald Trump's possible revisiting of his strong feelings about waterboarding, his feelings about climate change, I said, gee, look, he's got an open mind on some of the things that are important to you, right? I'm thinking maybe I'll get a positive response. Maybe somebody will, you know, maybe give him a chance. Wow, that wasn't the right way to go. Boy, did I get beat up. Why did I get beat up? Because they were mad that he said those things that inspired enough people to come out to the polls and vote for him. So they're still sore that he won. based on the fact that he said these things. And now, as he sits down, you probably heard this story, he talked with General Mattis, who may very well end up as the Secretary of Defense, Mad Dog Mattis. Mad Dog Mattis said he could do better with a pack of cigarettes and a couple of beers than he could do with waterboarding. So Donald Trump heard what he said. Open mind. Think that works with those who are not Trump supporters? Nope. Not a chance. Going to take a while. Going to take a while. Protesters expected in for the inauguration. Jill Stein hasn't given up. She did file just before the deadline for a recount in Wisconsin. She hopes to do the same thing in Pennsylvania and other states. I remember how everybody said that it was going to be the Trump supporters who were going to be the sore losers. Do you remember all of that? Remember?
Yeah.
And remember when Trump said it was a rigged election? Now Jill Stein is saying it's a rigged election. You've got a Harvard professor out there who is suggesting the Electoral College sort of make up for it, maybe? Maybe change the will of the people in those states? The electors represent themselves instead of the people? Represent the sore losers as opposed to the voters? What's going on out there? Wow. And I thought that the progressives were the ones that had the open mind. Welcome everyone. Diversity. Can't we have a diversity of political opinion? I guess not. I don't know. It's a strange world we are living in. But the transition continues, and some very, very strong appointments, as we mentioned earlier in the show, about K.T. McFarland. Great, great choice for Deputy National Security Advisor. And a very important position that's going to be in the White House also is Donald McGahn. And he will be the general counsel, the White House counsel. He's currently the general counsel for the Trump campaign, but he will be White House counsel. And he will have his hands full because Elijah Cummings is already upset. Elizabeth Warren's already upset. Elizabeth Warren wants an investigation of the transition team. I don't know why. She claims it's chaotic. Trump's further ahead than Obama was. He's got a lot more solid picks for his administration than Obama ever had. And she's worked up about it. Come on, please. Have some leftovers. Get off his case. So anyway, what the problem is going to potentially be is you've got a businessman who becomes president. Well, a businessman has business interests. That's how he was successful. That's part of the reason he was elected president, because he wasn't a politician. But he has business interests. So the Democrats are squawking about it already and possible conflicts of interest. And I think Donald Trump set the tone. If you saw the 60 Minutes interview when Leslie Stahl asked him about it, he said hotel occupancies and hotel rates and occupancies are peanuts. We've got a much bigger mission, in essence, is what he said. So I think he gets it. I think he will maintain the separation that is important. But the Democrats squawking about it already. And Donald McGahn, who is the new White House counsel, will have that among his tasks as he gets in. And we heard that, of course, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn would be the National Security Advisor. And he was very excited about the choice of K.T. McFarland as part of the National Security Team. And tweeted out some excitement yesterday. So proud and honored to have KT as part of our national security team. She will help us make America great again, using the hashtag MAGA. And that came from Lieutenant General Flynn's account. So very exciting transition, very exciting administration coming to Washington. Change and hope. For once, finally, the right hope. Anyway, it is 6:20. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Jay Leno, Frank Caliendo, The Ultimate Elvis, Justin Shandor, and Dwight Yoakam. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
America never flies alone. The Air Force Reserve is always there as the country's wingman. We're ready to do the job, to serve when called upon. We move America, taking people and supplies to where they're needed. We build and repair runways on all kinds of terrain, under all kinds of conditions, to keep our planes flying. We maintain an array of magnificent aircraft, from sleek fighter jets to ones so big they can carry hundreds of thousands of pounds. And we routinely perform amazing feats, such as refueling planes as they fly to their destinations. We're your neighbors. We live and work in your communities and still hold part-time jobs that keep America strong. We are the Air Force Reserve, and we're proud to be America's wingman.
Brick by brick, stone by stone, we build a place to call our own. Gonna fill it up with laughter, write my happy ever after. 'Cause for the first time in my life, I'm holding the key to a brand new life waiting on me. That's what makes a house a home.
Across the country and around the world, thousands of Habitat homeowners and millions of volunteers know the joy and pride of seeing a house become a home. A brighter future, one family at a time. Support Habitat's work in your community. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit Habitat.org.
That's what makes a house a home.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Good to have you with us. So we've seen some of the cabinet positions filled, but the debate goes on about the Secretary of State. And the, of course, all of the talk is about Mitt Romney versus Rudy Giuliani. And you may have seen that Kellyanne Conway seemed to be stating an argument against the placement of Romney in Trump's cabinet. She tweeting on Thursday that there were people that had been in touch. She said, quote, she'd received a deluge of social media and private concerns about Romney, some Trump loyalists warning against Romney as the Secretary of State. And in another of her tweets, she makes reference to former Secretaries of State Henry Kissinger and George Shultz, both cabinet secretaries in Republican administrations, as men who flew around the world less, counseled POTUS close to home more, and were loyal. Good checklist. Where's John Kerry this weekend? Is he back yet? Is he still in Antarctica? He stayed an extra day or two, but that was a week ago. I haven't heard if he came back or not. Antarctica. I like Kellyanne's idea. Flew around the world less, counseled POTUS close to home more. Good strategy. Might have missed this. Hillary Clinton tweeted a thank you to supporters who left homemade signs near her house with warm wishes on Thanksgiving. She posted a picture of about a dozen signs on Twitter Thursday evening with a message, a very warm message to her supporters. It's 6:24. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. And, of course, we are covering the big story of the morning. If you are just joining us, Fidel Castro died last night at the age of 90. He passed away at 10:29. And, you know, we've heard a lot about the embargo, and I had the opportunity to be in Cuba at the time that Pope Benedict was there. And the experience of seeing what that lifestyle was in Cuba is clearly something I will never forget. Cars that, you know, the American cars from the 50s, you see those and it's kind of quaint, it's kind of cute. But the poverty there, the just the entire situation of the people in Cuba. I was talking with one of the younger journalists, young female journalist, worked with one of the Cuban state media outlets. She made $30 a month. It's a salary. Now, it is socialist and communist, so they do have medical care. Food is subsidized. Things are subsidized. But still, salaries are very low. Things are held together. I remember getting in a cab. It's like a 53 Plymouth. And as I was getting out of the cab, I reached for the door handle, and there was no door handle. All there was a window crank. And I'm like, there's no door handle. And then I realized that the window crank was being used to substitute for the door handle because the door crank was long gone on the 53 Plymouth. So this is how people in Cuba have lived. And they have survived, and they have lived on a shoestring budget, and things are held together like that in Cuba. They are survivors. The people are survivors. But under that regime and under that government, that's the kind of life that they had to lead in Cuba. And, of course, there will be change. We're not sure how long Raul Castro will maintain things the way his brother had, but there will be change in Cuba. But it is a unique, unique experience. It is walking back to the 1950s. The architecture, the cars on the streets, it is a throwback. The people are warm. They were very welcoming of an American, young people especially. I found that American television was very, very popular in Cuba. Also found that they would get flash drives. They could buy flash drives that would have the latest American newspaper stories and some of the latest television episodes on flash drives that they could play on their computers. So America is getting into Cuba, not only from radio, you know, from Miami, which is only 90 miles offshore, but, Key West is 90 miles offshore, and Miami's a little further, but within range of radio. So they do get American culture from radio, and they get American culture from flash drives, and more so on the Internet now. The Internet, very, very limited, very slow when I was there about 4 years ago. So I think there have been improvements in the Internet down there. Cell service was primitive, to say the least. But a unique experience, a very interesting experience. And it will be very interesting to see the changes that will come out in Cuba now that Fidel Castro is gone. Raul Castro still in power there, but there will be change.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Woo-hoo! Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change. And change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Would you like to look forward to Monday morning, you know, actually get excited about your work? Here at WMAL, some people don't even consider it work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment, radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcast. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WMAL is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you are self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including me, Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, Chris Plant, and Mark Levin. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@WMAL.com. 202-895-2444 or email sales@WMAL.com.
It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm Bo Chase. D.C. police tell us a teenage girl was fatally shot near a housing project in the Capitol Hill neighborhood. 16-year-old Brianna McMillan was shot around 11:40 a.m. yesterday near the Potomac Gardens housing complex, about four blocks from the Marine Barracks. She was taken to a hospital where she died. Police have not identified a suspect or detailed a motive. With Thanksgiving over, we're officially in the Christmas season, and that means it's time to decorate the house.
If you dread untangling strings of lights and climbing on ladders, there are people who will put your Christmas decorations up for you. Chris Cungus is with Stewart Lawn and Landscaping and Christmas Decor.
I thought it was crazy in the past that when we bought into this franchise, like, yeah, who's going to hire us to hang up lights? Then we're like, whoa.
Now they have so many people calling them that they're scrambling to keep up with demand. Ron Lehman with the King of Christmas says he loves decorating houses.
But it helps forget about all the busyness going on around you.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And while you're shopping for gifts this season, don't forget the folks ringing the bells outside the mall.
We are optimistic that we will reach our $1.4 million goal this year, and that money stays right here in the community. Every dollar that's donated locally stays local.
But Ken Forsyth with the Salvation Army says money's not the only thing they need.
From Montgomery County and Prince George's, we're out in Northern Virginia, the District of Columbia, all of our locations that have kettles also need volunteers to help man those kettles, which helps the Salvation Army to raise the money that we need to help families in need.
John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
WMAL traffic and weather now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads, police still clearing an accident on 66 eastbound before Nutley Street. One right lane gets by the crash. In Herndon, still seeing slow traffic due to congestion on Virginia 28 southbound between McLaren Road and US 50. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Today, mostly sunny, a high of 53. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 37. It's 39 degrees in Olney, 42 in Herndon, and 44 at Reagan National Airport. I'm Bo Chase on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
How did you pick the investments in your IRA and retirement plan at work? Do you have a plan, a specific strategy, or did you just pick randomly based on what some family member or coworker said? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Managing your investments correctly is vital if you hope to achieve your retirement goals, and you might be amazed at how easy it is to do it right. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense financial advice for 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement so you can achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have six offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman financial planner is ready to help you. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA SIPC.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Pushy salespeople, fake sales, the walk of shame out of the mattress store? Those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave, but you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's Harry's.com, code 0808.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are joined by Jennifer Harper. Of course, you know her from inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Jennifer, happy Thanksgiving weekend to you.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Good morning.
Well, we are less than 2 months now from Inauguration Day, and a little surprised to see, as I read the papers on Friday, that the chairman is just taking over the Presidential Inaugural Committee, and they say they haven't made any commitments on anything yet, but it's going to be a big celebration.
Yes, indeed. You know, now that the election is finally in the rearview mirror, indeed, Thomas Barrack, he's the chairman of the 58th Presidential Inaugural Committee, has stepped forward. And I think it's important to realize that this is going to be an inauguration for a man who has promised to make America great again. He is also a man who's very, very well versed in show business and sense of occasion and all of that kind of stuff. So we possibly could have a pretty spectacular inauguration in the planning stages. And also, they're not overlooking all the symbolic moments here. According to Mr. Barrack himself, he says that the inauguration is intended as a uniting and exciting inaugural celebration of freedom and democracy. Hey, that suits me just fine, kind of good and noble, but I like the exciting part. And you also have to remember that Mr. Trump normally drew about 15,000 up to 20,000 people to all of his rallies. Again, he offered all of them a larger-than-life experience. I expect the same thing to happen for the inauguration. And Mr. Barrack continued, he says, they're all hard at work arranging for world-class entertainment. So let's stand by and watch what happens. And he's also dispelling all the rumors about who will or will not perform. There's a lot of gossip and kind of sniping going on about people saying, well, there are a lot of world-class entertainers that won't do this. But meanwhile, Mr. Trump is being very presidential on Thanksgiving Day. He had a proclamation, and he kind of set the tone for all that. He says it is time to restore the bonds of trust between citizens, because when America is unified, there is nothing beyond our reach, and I mean absolutely nothing. But, of course, meanwhile, the protests are also being planned for the inauguration. The Act Now to Stop War and End Racism Coalition, better known as the ANSWER Coalition, they're already going to court because they want to protest on some prime locations along the inaugural parade route, including right in front of the Trump Hotel, the new Trump Hotel down on Pennsylvania Avenue. Also, ladies are going to be out in force. There is now a Women's March on Washington planned, and this will be the day after major rally at the Lincoln Memorial, a big, long march down Pennsylvania Avenue, and they are quite, let's just say they're cranky. The rhetoric of the past, the rhetoric of the past election cycle has insulted, demonized, and threatened many of us. That is what the organizers are saying. So there you go on that. Inauguration in process.
Sounds like they kind of missed all of the appointments over the past week, but whatever. Maybe they'll get over it by January. What about the polls? What are they showing about people and how they feel about the president around the country? I know from personal experience there is still a lot of resentment, and it is very difficult to deal with people who were not Trump supporters prior to the election. They haven't quite come around inside the Beltway. How's it looking outside the Beltway?
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. Indeed, I'm sure Thanksgiving was a very trying afternoon for some folks, but there is a push towards confidence in Donald Trump to succeed. I've got two major polls here for you. It looks like America is ready to move forward. This is coming from a Pew Research Center poll, major pollster. This is what they have to say verbatim. The majority of American voters have positive feelings about President-elect Donald Trump. 56% are optimistic about his first term in office and expect Mr. Trump to be successful. Again, this is the Pew Research Center poll. And of course, 97% of those who voted for Mr. Trump believe he'll succeed. And as you mentioned, people that were defeated, only 15% of the Clinton voters agree with this. But, promising little sideline, 58% of Clinton voters are also willing to give Trump a chance and see how he governs. Again, that is a Pew poll. We'll rush into a CNN poll. 66% of Americans say President-elect Donald Trump will change the country. Of course, 90% of Republicans agree with that, even 47% of Democrats. 53% of Americans say Mr. Trump will do a good job in the White House. 49% say the U.S. will be better off 4 years from now. That's almost a majority. So we are moving forward. Again, that's the CNN poll.
Well, you know, while we're still on the election, the Green Party candidate has been kicking up quite a fuss with her lawsuits. But what about the libertarian renaissance? How do they feel about things, even though it was Gary Johnson?
Well, you know, there is a renaissance underway in the libertarian. You know, they may have lost the election, but they are very, very happy. The Libertarian Party has never been better. The nation's third party has gotten lots of new media, lots of new fans. This is coming from Executive Director Wes Benedict. He says, generations of libertarians have dreamed of what we saw this year, major leaps in libertarian votes, major coverage by news outlets nationwide, major strides for the Libertarian Party. Very dramatic commentary from Mr. Benedict. He says, our light outshines the floundering and failing Republican and Democratic parties. Many Americans are awakening to the idea that the Libertarian Party stands for their value. And indeed, they have some numbers to back it up. Gary Johnson, when all was said and done, he got well over 4 million votes. That's four times as many he got as he got back in 2012. He got 4.8% of the total vote. That's not too shabby. And Mr. Johnson had this to say. A credible third-party ticket is now part of the national conversation. I thought that was a smart reaction. And libertarians must be pretty confident because they are now selling a commemorative print about the election for $250. So there you go.
So, Jennifer, it is approximately 54 days and 13 hours until the end of the Obama administration. So what are we hearing that the current president may be undertaking when he leaves the White House?
Yes, indeed. I can see that you are on the Obama countdown clock. There are quite a few of them out there for folks who are looking forward to next January. And there are a lot of people that say President Obama is going to continue to work behind the scenes for the Democratic Party once he leaves office. And I think they may be right. He just sent out a new organizational email, and by organizational, I mean like community organization. This is what he said to potential followers, again, from President Obama. Losses are tough. Unexpected losses are even tougher. But when we're ready, and that time is going to be sooner rather than later, we are going to come together and focus on our way ahead. He has addressed this to people who are, quote, ready to fight. Unquote. He said, even when I become a private citizen in a few months, I'm not going to stop working the things, and I hope you won't stop either. We've come so far together, and this notion that somehow all the work we've suddenly done will be stripped away is simply not true. This is what Mr. Obama is saying. Even if the next administration rolls back 20% of that, we've still got 80% ahead. And even that is not going to be as easy as some people think, especially if folks like you continue to make the case and mobilize. There's your operative term right there, mobilize. That's a community organizer at heart, perhaps. And that's what Mr. Obama said just a few days ago in a mass email to potential followers.
You know, that's so funny to hear that, because in the 8 years he was in the White House, I haven't seen oodles of improvement in all of the major communities around the country, and you can take Chicago as a prime example. But that's just my impression. Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, it is always great to have you with us, and you have a lovely Thanksgiving weekend.
Absolutely, and the same to all our listeners. Happy weekend.
6:44 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Good to have you with us. If you were just joining us, missed this story late last night. Fidel Castro has died at the age of 90. He passed away at 10:29 Friday night. The announcement was made by his brother, Raul Castro. We'll have full details coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll be talking with Westwood One's Karen Kaifa, and we'll have the full story on the passing of Cuban President Fidel Castro. We're at 6:44, Saturday morning update time for a check of the traffic and weather, and then we will be back with Cheryl Atkinson.
Good morning, I'm Beau Chase, and here's a look at WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Police are clearing several accidents at this time, including one in Burke Center Parkway in both directions near the Roberts Parkway. That accident has all lanes blocked. A wreck on 66 eastbound at Route 123 that has the left lane and center lane blocked. That crash involves multiple vehicles. In Beltsville, Powder Mill Road at Edmonston Road, a crash causing delays there. And tis the season for the city center holiday tree lighting that takes place this evening between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. 10th Street Northwest from H Street Northwest to New York Avenue Northwest. I Street Northwest from 9th Street Northwest to 10th Street Northwest will be closed for the duration. I'm Beau Chase on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. If you haven't gotten the leaves raked yet, this is the weekend to rake leaves. Partly cloudy today, high 53. For tomorrow, sunshine, high to 54. Some clouds on Monday with a high of 57. Tuesday and Wednesday, look for rain with the highs in the mid-60s. Right now in Washington, we're at 45, heading to 53 this afternoon. 6:46 now on the Saturday morning update. Thanksgiving weekend here on WMAL. Great to have you with us on the Saturday morning update. We are joined by Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure. It will be on ABC 7 tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Cheryl, hope you've had a nice Thanksgiving so far.
Yes, thank you so much.
Sometimes I think we just completely take for granted what our men and women in military service go through when it comes to training. And you actually have gone out into the field. You've had Scott Thurman out in the field to get one branch's very special training.
Yes, he actually sees these exercises called the Robin Sage exercises, and it's basically the making of a Green Beret, these intensive exercises that they do that go on over a long period of time. And by the way, what's interesting, the communities in these counties where this giant exercise takes place with mock attacks and real-world scenarios, the people in the communities take part. They're very patriotic, and they like having the training go on in the area, but there's role-playing involved. They shut down parts of the towns to make this possible to have the training go on. It's really a fascinating inside look at the making of a Green Beret.
Shifting gears here on this holiday weekend when we think more about food than we think about on other weekends during the year. Interesting story on shrimp. And I've noticed when I've gone to the grocery store, the shrimp that sometimes come in from the other sides of the earth are nothing like the shrimp that come from Florida or the Gulf. And you're doing an interesting story on it tomorrow, and it's very interesting what's happening to the people that are in the shrimp industry down on the Gulf.
Yeah, I went to the bayou in Louisiana, where the shrimping industry has managed to survive hurricanes and the BP oil spill. But really, they're threatened with extinction now by foreign competition because these foreign shrimp producers don't have the same regulations. They've been caught using, in some cases, slave labor. They can produce things very cheaply. They can use things that are banned in the U.S., like antibiotics and medicines that we consider dangerous or cancer-causing. They can inject the shrimp with gel to make it look plumper. Well, here, they're just selling shrimp as it is, and it's more expensive because they can't use the cheap measures, and it's really taking a toll on the shrimping industry, which has, you know, been going on for many decades successfully. So we're going to talk about that. That's our cover story.
And do they have any hope with any potential changes in policy with the new administration coming in?
Well, they do. I didn't talk about this in the piece because I didn't want it to be political, but we did this before the election, and these shrimpers, though many of them are Democrats, told me that they really had hope for Donald Trump because of his position on trade. And they felt like he might actually do something to even or level the playing field where they just wouldn't be so outmatched by the foreign competition like Chinese shrimp that can come in here and just undercut them by so much. You know, when you go to the grocery store, you may not, or a restaurant, You may not look or know where the shrimp comes from, but if it's a lot cheaper, you'll probably buy that, and chances are that's going to be foreign shrimp.
Hmm. There's no such thing as privacy anymore, and you would want to hope that if you were in a situation where you were in trouble or you were in a state of despair and you needed the help from law enforcement, that it wouldn't end up on the internet and going viral in social media. But what is happening with body cams, these police body cams now?
Well, this is, you know, another story of the best of intentions and unintended consequences. With police wearing body cams in many instances and having that video released so that we can watch and know what's going on, it has turned out sometimes to victimize the victims again. There are people, maybe a domestic situation where a husband shoots a wife and the children are present and the police drags them off to safety. That's all very brave. It's good in that sense. But then the video ends up as public record, distributed and viewed on the internet a million times with these children's faces not obliterated so you know who they are. And it's posing all kinds of questions and conflicts with how should we treat it, where we have the openness and the oversight, but we are not re-victimizing the poor victims who may be shown in these videos.
So is anyone actively looking out for our privacy in this area? Is there an agency or an entity, or is it just people like yourself that are bringing this to the public's attention?
Well, it's interesting because it's considered a state-by-state issue, and police agencies within the states may develop their own policies, or some may not have policies, which allows them flexibility. Something like 17 states have adopted different laws about what will be released and under what terms. I think 17 more states have discussed it but not passed laws, and the rest of them haven't even tried. But I think this is going to be an issue we're really going to see more and more work on, and maybe there is a way or someone will make an effort to have a policy or guidance come from the federal level so that everybody's on the same page. I don't know.
It's Full Measure. And the host, of course, Cheryl Atkinson. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're at 6:51. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. John Gizzi's coming up. And also, we will be getting the very latest on the death of Fidel Castro coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
If you get a message from the IRS, it probably says something like, pay up or we can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account, and if we get really mad, we can put liens on your home and business. Have a nice day. No kidding. Alan Thick reminding you that putting off your tax debt can put everything you have at risk. The IRS experts at Optima Tax Relief know the risks, the rules, the rights, your rights. They know all the tax deductions and settlement possibilities you're entitled to. Optima is A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've solved IRS problems for thousands of people like you, saving them millions of dollars. Have a nice day indeed. If you owe back taxes, this is the most important call you'll make this year. End the risk.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask, are you getting the best rate? And Health Markets offers a free service to help folks maximize their Medicare benefits and save money.
The enrollment period for Medicare has already started. What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare service is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-912-8834. That's 800-912-8834. 800-912-8834.
Just your average weekend in the DMV. You know, leaving your cares behind in a world-class spa and salon, while Jose Andres fires up the grill at his highly anticipated new seafood restaurant, which you'll check out on the way to your 24th floor suite with a panoramic view of the capital of the free world before another unforgettable day begins. So darn typical.
At MGM National Harbor, every weekend is monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys. It's my guys.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local DC Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
6:55, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Great to have you along with us. And again, if you are just joining us this morning, Fidel Castro has died at the age of 90, and we will have full coverage coming up in the next hour on that story. So I'm watching Tucker Carlson in his new slot on Fox the other evening, and I am stunned to see a CEO from an internet marketing firm completely trashing Trump supporters. And this just, I'm going to tell you the story here in a minute if you missed this, but it's just kind of consistent with this whole notion of the intolerance of all of the people who are supposed to be so tolerant and ask us to be so tolerant, and they are the most intolerant. It's just mind-boggling. I mean, it's not everybody, but there are a lot of people that cannot accept the results of this election, and here is an example. Matthew Blanchfield runs first in SEO. So he posts a letter, describes Mr. Trump as a racist, sexist, and fascist. Did that earlier this month on the company website. He said that while he remains committed to his liberal clients, he will, quote, no longer do business with any person that is a registered Republican or supports Donald Trump. Quote, if you are a Republican, voted for Donald Trump, or support Trump in any manner, you are not welcome at First in SEO, and we ask you to leave our firm. He wrote that in a letter that he shared this past Wednesday with 35,000 Twitter followers. Hopefully that number's gone down. He says, quote, we ask you, our current clients, to please respond to this letter and confirm where you stand politically. If you are a Republican or support Trump, we will no longer serve you, he wrote. And he continues, quote, to our Democratic and progressive clients, we want to recommit to you that we will continue to work diligently to improve your internet marketing results in this quickly changing world. Sure did change, pal. You lost. That's a big change. Now, can you imagine if somebody had said that to Hillary supporters, if she had won, or had said that to supporters of President Obama when he won? Can you imagine if a Republican CEO came out and said, I am not going to serve anybody that voted for Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama? Guy would have been crucified. Company would have been boycotted. He would have been harassed. There would have been people out in his front yard for the rest of his life. The double standard that we have in this country, it is mind-boggling. Just mind-boggling. Well, we're coming up on the 7 o'clock news. We're going to talk with John Gizzi from Newsmax, get his read on some of the political appointments this week coming into the new Trump administration. And we will also have the very latest from Westwood One's Karen Caifa on the passing of Fidel Castro.
Here it is.
Weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m.
I know how complicated politics are for the average person.
Michael Savage.
My job is to kind of give you an analysis of the news.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Dear John, uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. But when I quit, you quit. Sincerely,
your heart.
To get your high blood pressure to a healthy range, visit heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Wildlife poaching doesn't just happen in faraway places. It's a crime committed against countless wild animals all around you. Poachers don't care about hunting seasons, endangered species, or even the safety of other humans. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, which protects wild animals through habitat preservation and by confronting cruelty, needs your help. Learn your state's wildlife laws, so when you witness a crime against a wild animal, you can report it immediately. Help protect wildlife at wildlifelandtrust.org.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.